Hi, Austin. How are you?
Hey,
doing
there.
Well?
Oh, yeah.
Good, good. Glad to hear that. My name is Nadine. What was that?
I said, nice to meet you. I didn't realize we were on a three-way there.
Anyway. You're like, what? What happened? Where's Tara? Yeah, no, Tara's
different. What happened?
Yeah, Tara's one of my representatives. I'll explain. So I was considered the specialist. I handle like the pricing and details for the area. So Tara, along with my other representatives, are actually calling the businesses in the area to find us a company to fill this exclusive listing that just opened up within our company. Okay. So her job is to see, you know, to make sure that basically the company she's talking with is a good fit and then get them over to me so that I can make sure that this would benefit your business as well as ourselves. So, sorry about the confusion there. but I know you had some questions, and that's why Tara wanted to bring me on the line to kind of go over those questions with you that you had. So, I know that she mentioned in particular we were calling about the local map section of Google, the one that's got the little red dots, right, and the businesses that are listed below it.
Yeah.
Typically, when you're looking at Google, there's different placements. At the very tippy top of the page, you're going to have the Google sponsored ads. You'll probably see at times the ones that are called the local service ads, Google guaranteed with a green check mark. You got Google ads right underneath of that, the Google local map, and then the organic. Organic over time is where you'll appear at eventually over time. We're calling in particular to the local map section of Google where 90% of searches will start and stop. Okay.
Right. Absolutely.
Now, of course, we do offer a number of services, Austin. I mean, we're a full digital marketing company. We help with Facebook ads, Google ads. It really depends on the appetite of your business. Okay. I know you mentioned to Tara that you're doing Google ads and you're also doing, I think, another round of Facebook ads, but you haven't found a very good like, it hasn't seemed to be a good conversion for you on what you're investing on the Facebook?
Yeah, so what's interesting is, so Facebook's professional dashboard is showing me some, you know, it'll say I got 500 transactions or clicks or whatever it is, but pretty much any click. So the way the ad was designed, any click would have resulted just kind of a prompt to call straight to my line. So I found that to be odd because I don't recall getting, I mean, I don't think I got a single call off of those Facebook ads, but it said I had 500 clicks. So to me, you know, I'm not really sure, how that went. And then I turned around and listed, I posted the same ad in the marketplace and I got, you know, 5-6 calls. Like today.
Right.
So,
right.
It's really strange.
They could be a little tricky. They could be a little tricky. I mean, with Facebook ads, basically what they do is they retarget. They're going to retarget anyone who does a search on Google, and then that person happens to go to Facebook now and they're looking through pictures or stories. That's when they would see your ad appear, okay? Mm. That's how those ads will appear. And it's a way for you to target and get more new potential clients. However, those ads, we can run them to target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. Do you mind if I ask, what were you allocating to the Facebook ads?
Oh, like my daily spend on it? I believe, okay, I honestly, I cannot recall the exact number. I know it was like, it wasn't the top, you know, it wasn't like the, as much as.
Like, would you say $100 a month maybe?
Oh, it was more than that. I think I want to put it was like 400 or something like that. It seems like it would get decent odds. And we would get, I don't know, 3,000, 4,000, I don't know what they called it, but like total, I'm not sure what they called it, but.
Okay.
Transactions or clicks. And then the phone call. So the last one said, the last time I looked anyway, it said 500 clicks. But every time I click it, you know, it prompts to call the phone. So I'm not really sure what happened with that.
So you got the impression, and you'll get like a number, like with us, I know you get a number of impressions, how many clicks and what the cost of the click was. Even though we provide the program at a flat rate, you're not incurring like additional click fees. It's us that are incurring the click fees because you're paying a flat rate. So it sounds like you were investing about $400 a month, but you just weren't getting the calls, right? So that you can convert those into jobs. Cause it kind of seems like to me, Austin, and correct me if I'm wrong, as long as you have them on the phone, you can sell yourself, right? It's getting the calls.
Looking for turf, they know they've already got enough of a need for it. And it's usually the same three things. So it's the same conversation. I mean, I just kind of approach it from a consultative standpoint and it works pretty well.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And then the Google ads, those seem to be working fairly well for you?
I wouldn't say that. You know, it showed me a preview of all the different possible ads, and they weren't particularly, you know, the pictures were great. The pictures were good. The content was written well, but the way they organized it didn't really, you know, it didn't really look. I wouldn't say all of the ads they showed were super appealing, and we haven't had a ton of calls. I think I got a call from someone looking for a job, so I don't know that it's, I would say it's going well, but it's.
Are you saying on the Google ad? Really?
Yeah, somebody saw the ad and called, and they were wanting to come work for me, so.
Oh, wow. Who created the ad? Is that you that is managing them, or do you have someone who is? Okay.
So that one I created. I've got a person designing a website for us.
Okay.
And then there's another, you know, so I work with a lot of contractors, and one of these contractors, they do swimming pools, and they have someone who does, I guess, the search engine optimization stuff. So the idea was get that done, let them kind of work on that. Now this map though, so a couple things. You said the sponsored. There's a sponsored I'm looking at on Google right now.
Okay. So are you looking from a desktop or are you looking from your phone?
I'm on my phone right
now. Okay. And would you type in artificial turf?
Artificial turf Birmingham. I figured that'd be the most common way it was.
So let me just pull it up on my search results and then I'll tell you. So typically, like when I'm looking at it, I see the one that says sponsored. Those are what we call the Google ads, right? But it's right underneath, like right now when I'm looking, if the first one I see right now is South Greens, okay, a Birmingham lawn care professionals, Warner, Birmingham. These are just a few of them, right? But the ones that are coming up, right, these, I mention them because they're just a few of the guys that are popping up on that first page, okay? This is where we would list you in the local map. Okay. Now to kind of explain to you what Google ads and Facebook ads do, the local map section of Google is basically only going to target your zip code. Okay. And anyone that's within a 5 to 10 mile radius around your zip code, that is what Google considers your local area, 5 to 10 miles from your zip code. Okay. Now, in order for you to be found outside of that is one of two ways, running Facebook ads, and Facebook ads will reach as far as 50 miles, or running Google ads, and Google ads will reach as far as 100 mile radius, okay? I don't ever recommend you pushing it 100 miles because that just really spreads you out thin, okay?
Right.
So just to kind of give you an idea, and I didn't ask, and I apologize, what have you allocated to your Google ads when you are managing them?
Sorry, there was a call coming in and I missed what you said there. You said, what did I allocate to what?
To your Google ads.
To my Google ads. Off the top of my head, I'm in my mobile office right now, so
off the top of your head, is it more than what you've done with Facebook monthly?
Slightly, it was a little bit more than that.
Okay. So, you know, with Facebook ads, they are a better conversion rate compared to Google ads, surprisingly, because they retarget. So if someone does that search on Google, they're on their Facebook, it's like that reminder, you were looking for this service. Here's a company that offers it. Okay? So just to kind of give you an idea, Austin, we offer a package. Like if you wanted both, let's say you want Google Ads and Facebook Ads, okay? That would be our Premier Platinum with the Facebook. We offer it at a flat monthly rate of $599 a month. It comes with a $99 setup fee. So it's $698 to get it started. You pay $599 every month after that with no contracts. That gives you Facebook ads, Google ads at the top, Google Local Map first page. That means we optimize you to the first page and maintain you there. Content creation on Bing. Our popular directory submission is Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. So I didn't see a Yelp page for you. Obviously, we'll create one as well as a profile on Apple Maps. Facebook ads, we can target, you know, again, an audience by interest, income level, or by location. With the Google ads, you could target specific zip codes by county, by mile radius, whichever you prefer. So we'd be managing all of this, right? We ensure that once your website's done, it's attached where your business is being promoted, and then we include what we call the mobile platform that covers iPhones, Androids, and tablets. It's basically covering all of your bases. So you're not incurring additional click fees or anything like that. Now, from that $599, just so that you know what's allocated, right? We're going to take $100, allocate it to your Facebook ads that we're managing, so you will never incur click fees. And we run those ads to where they're running throughout the month. Google ads, we're allocating $300. That, again, we're managing, so you're not incurring click fees. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't increase, you know, if you want to increase your budget on what's being allocated to your Facebook and your Google ads, you can do so, but we prefer to start you off with the minimum to get a fill the program first before you start investing more money in more ad campaigns, okay?
Yeah, well, seeing the way that I've been doing it, I've spent more than that. Now, that's what I was going to ask is, so if it sounds like it's quite a lot you're offering for that price that I was going to get at, so what does... So is $100 on Facebook, is that, you know, is there tangible results I can expect from that if I was, now I don't know about optimizing it. That's you guys' business.
Yeah.
So maybe that's
in all honesty, this is what I would do. Okay. I mean, this is one package I'm sharing with you because of the fact that you're doing both Facebook campaigns and Google ads. If it were up to me, okay, I would recommend you doing our Platinum package. Now, the Platinum package, that's the one that includes the Google and Facebook marketing. So it does not include Google ads. It's going to give you the Google Local Map first page optimization, content creation on Bing, Facebook advertising, okay? It's going to include the directory submission and the mobile platform, right? The only thing it's not going to include is the Google ads. Because right. I'll be honest with you, I know you haven't seen it, but in all honesty, the conversion rate with Google ads is a lot higher than the Google ads. The conversion rate across all industries with Facebook ads is 9%. Google ads is a 4% conversion rate. And it's because they retarget. So it's a higher conversion rate. I would recommend, okay, going with that Platinum package, right, you would be paying $499 a month, or excuse me, not $499, I would actually put you at the $399 a month, okay? $399 a month with a $99 setup fee, so you're looking at what, $498 to get it started, and then it's $399 every month after, okay? Now, from that $499, or $399, I keep saying four. Sorry about that. At the $399, I'm saying $200 of that is going to be allocated to your Facebook ads, okay? Because I'll be honest with you, $100 is kind of a minimal, right?
Right.
And you've done, what, $400 on your own. I would say let's cut it in half. Let's allocate $200 to start off with, okay? And I think you're going to have a lot better conversions with $200 as opposed to $100. And that's not saying that the $100 won't work, but, I mean, it is minimal. At least you have $200 allocated, right? So if you're paying $399 a month, and later on you see the results, right, on what you're investing, and you want to increase that, you could always increase it at any time. I mean, you can increase it and say, hey, for the next 2 months, I want $400 going into my Facebook ads. And then after the 2 months, you could turn around and say, you know what? Scale it back. Scale it back to only $100 or scale it back to only $200. You can make those changes at any time. Okay.
So
but at least 200 is half of what you're currently doing now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, couple questions. So Bing, you're talking about Bing content creation. What is that?
Bing is another search engine like Google. So it's another search engine that people utilize. So we make sure that you have a profile there as well. So you're coming up on Bing. So if anyone's performing a search on Bing, they're going to see it there. It's like a Microsoft, right?
Yeah. No, I know Bing. So, so that's good. So then, and you said, and I'm sorry, we're going over a lot here. I just want to recap the Yelp. You said Yelp. Okay. Map. The map.
So let me tell you.
Yelp, Bing.
Yes. Now on your Facebook, let me be very clear. We're not going to be posting on there. What we're going to be doing is running your Facebook ads, right? We're not going to do your posting. You still have full ownership and access to that page. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now the Google business profile, you still hold ownership to it. All we're doing is optimizing it and managing it on the first page. We're also going to help you with reviews. Okay. So we can help, we'll help you like providing like a tiny URL or even like a little link, right? That you, and we encourage it, send it to your past clients, ask them to leave you reviews on Google. It's the modern day word of mouth, Austin. Okay.
Oh yeah.
That's going to help bring you more new business because imagine someone who doesn't even know you by name reads a review, right? From someone who's used your services. I mean, you're going to open up a whole new door to their family and friends who now are going to know who you are. And I mean, not to blow smoke, okay? I have seen many, I even have artificial turf where I live here in California because as you know, we're always in drought. So I have seen many places like get artificial turf and I just feel it enhances the home. It saves people from having to have maintenance done, you know, every 2 weeks, right?
Yeah,
it's easy upkeep, you know what I mean? And it's just, I'm looking at your work just from the few pictures that I saw on your Facebook page, and you do really good work. I have to say that, hands down. I've seen some people get artificial turf, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, they did not seam that in correctly. Like, you could totally see where the seam, and you know what I'm talking about, right? When they got of like seam them together, you know, or like you kind of see where the, like it doesn't stand up, which tells me, and I've done a lot of research too with the artificial turf. That tells me they didn't put enough of the sand, right? To kind of make it fluff up.
That's right. You know, so yourself.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. So, I mean, your pictures are like 1,000 words, you know, the quality work shows most definitely. Heck, on some of these, I wouldn't even imagine that that was artificial turf. It almost looks real.
That's the goal.
Seriously, I'm like, wait a minute. Is that really artificial turf? Because I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But you've done a really good job on some of these pictures that I've seen. It just looks really good. Really, really good.
Well, we're sitting on a tablet full of job pictures that we haven't posted because we wanted to get this set up first. So if once this is, you know, I wanted to get the website and get us kind of, you know, somewhere in a good spot on Google before we start kind of dropping posts because who's going to see them? I want to make sure people are actually able to see, you know, what we're doing.
The work.
So right now we're just saving every time we do, we're just putting it in a folder and waiting.
When do you anticipate your website being done?
Probably within the next couple of weeks.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad.
Yeah, not.
So. Yeah, that's not bad. Only because with our timeline, it's not like tomorrow you're on the first page of Google, right? Because, I mean, everything's still a process. So to kind of give you an idea, like as far as like with our Facebook ads, those are up and running within 7 to 14 days, okay? Directory submission will happen within 5 to 7 days. You'll also receive, in fact, login credentials too so that you can start tracking your results with us and not just take our word for it that it's working. So we want you to track that too. Now, what we state in our terms and conditions, and this is what we send to you in writing as well, along with your invoice, it'll state that the first page placement on Google, that'll take place within 30 to 45 days. That is always going to be our promise, always. Many times I will say I have seen where it has happened sooner. However, it's going to be the 30 to 45 days is the timeline and promise that we give. So,
right.
Again, Austin, this won't happen overnight. It's still going to be a process, but we definitely get you listed in a timely manner. And that's what you would be basically looking at.
Let me pull this up. I'm on my maps right now trying to see. Okay, so Homewood is close. Vestavia's got to be close. We're looking at – I'm just trying to see what a 10-mile radius of our zip code is. And I think that that does – for everything, you know, our main areas are going to be Homewood, Vestavia, Hoover, Mountain Brook. All of this is within 10 miles. So we should be in good position if that's the case. So let me ask you this. When you said...
Yeah, because that's like about five, that's about 5 to 6 miles. If I'm looking at Birmingham to Homewood, does that sound about right? About almost 6 miles?
Yeah.
A 15-minute drive?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Right.
And I'm sorry,
so,
you were asking?
Yeah, so the directory part that you said takes place in about 30 to 45 days maximum.
Or the first page?
But
30 to 45.
Right. Is that the map
yes.
part you're talking about?
Correct.
Or is that the...
Uh-huh.
Okay.
The map. Yeah.
Got
it. That's going to be the 30 to 45 days. Yeah, that's always going to be our promise. I mean, have I seen it happen sooner? Sometimes I have, but we're always going to give the timeline of 30 to 45. Sometimes people have the misconception. They think that, oh, I'm on the first page of Google tomorrow. I'll wait until I don't have any work. And I tell them, if you wait until then, you're too late to the train ride. You know what I mean? The train has passed you. I tell them, because
right.
this will never happen overnight. Don't ever wait until you have absolutely no work, because then you're coming to us that this is now an urgency. You need work yesterday. This won't happen like that. And I tell them that all the time, and they're just like, oh. So I don't know if maybe other companies have told them, you know, I don't know, a different timeline, but typically with a Google Channel partner, that's the timeline you're looking at, the one that I just gave you. And that's only
yeah.
because
What's
when you're a channel
timeline?
Partner,
it
it's not. It's not. To be honest, it's really not a bad timeline considering all the work that's got it, you know, that's being done behind the scenes, right? So.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean that this would be the package that I would recommend for you, the platinum one with the $399 a month and us allocating $200 of that to your Facebook ads, right? I would recommend this before doing the Google ads. Now, I will say this, Austin, if down the road you want us then to also take over doing the Google ads, we can, but I would tell you stop doing what you're doing then so that way we can manage them on our end, because as you know, if we're managing them and then you're doing your Facebook ads and your Google ads, it's like defeating the purpose of what we're doing. And now you're spending even more
right.
money. So that could hurt mm-hmm. you more instead of help you. So I always say, if we're going to handle your Facebook ads, take a step back, let us deal with it. Right. So,
you know how this, and I may have overlooked it. Google ads, so let's say I ran them. I don't think that it's like a, I didn't set it up on a recurring thing. Google doesn't do, I don't think they do it that way, do they? It's not like a recurring monthly thing. It's kind of like you set it up, you pick your budget, how long you're running for.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they call that a campaign, and then you run that, and then that's it until you want to run another one.
From what I understand, unless, and you might want to look into your settings, unless, because some people can set it up as recurring, right?
Yeah, I'll have to
like with us, like when we're running, like for, I'll give you an example. We're running Google ads, right? We run those Google ads to where they're running throughout the month, right? But let's just say you've hit your budget, right, of what was allocated to it. They're not going to keep running unless you want to allocate more money. So they will not keep running until when we run your next payment the following month. Then they'll run back up again.
Oh.
Do you see what I'm saying? So you could have your set up like that. You could have it set up where, I've known of some that when they set up their own Google Ads, they set it up where they allocate, like, let's say $400 or $500, right? And once it reaches that, then it just stops. It won't keep reallocating or reoccurring unless they set it up like that on their own.
So with Facebook ads with you guys, is that how it works as well? Is once I reach my ad spend for, I guess you do it by the month, then it just kind of
right.
freezes things.
That means that your ads aren't running, right? Because you've already reached your budget. So that's where I'm saying you're not going to incur additional click fees. It doesn't mean that it's just going to keep running and then now we're just charging your card all crazy, right? You're paying a
right.
flat rate. And so that means that you're not incurring the click fees. We are, because we're allocating that budget of $200. But we're allocating it in a way not where it's all being eaten up at once. Do you see what I'm saying? So where it's running throughout the month. And
right.
we get it at a different
so
click fee rate.
We're at April 29th right now. So if I
mm-hmm.
were to set that up with you guys, do we just kick it in on May?
Well, it looks like it would be kicked in around there. Yeah, from what I understand. Because remember, it's going to be within 7 to 14 days that the Facebook ads would be running. So your payment, like let's say you started today, right? Your payment is mm-hmm. always going to be on the 29th of the month. That's when you would automatically
oh, okay.
be charged the $3.99, the monthly rate. That's a rate that your grandfathered in, Austin. It'll never change on you for as long as you're with us. You're always going to pay that price, no matter what.
Annual fee that goes along with that, or?
No, I mean, we do have, so like we do have packages, right? Let's say you wanted to pay for the year, okay? Our finance department gives you more of a significant savings, okay? So let me give you an example, right? Let's say you're paying every month, you know, the $3.99, right? You're paying
okay.
that every month for 3 months. Or 3 months, excuse me, for 12 months, right? Let's say you're paying that every single month, and then you paid that $99 setup fee. So it looks like your investment, if I'm doing the math, it comes out to like $4,887, right? That you would have invested in a year with us, okay? Now,
mm-hmm.
if you want to prepay it, let's say you want to pay for the full year, right? They do give you more of a significant savings, okay? So if you prepay for the year, they offer it to you at $3,700 for the year. So
okay.
you're like saving, what is it, $1,187 when you pay for the year?
About $100 a month you save on it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you're still getting the $200 allocated. I'm sorry?
Okay, yeah. No, I was just saying, I mean, I'm fine with, so I think for now I'd rather do month to month, but at some point I assume I could. I was more so asking if there was an additional annual fee, you know, some.
Oh,
you know,
no. Oh, you mean like a membership fee or anything? No, you're just
yeah,
paying
like
the one-time $99 setup fee. Yeah, there's no membership fee or anything like that. Yeah, no.
Okay, what's the 29th today? You want to, let's do it. Let's roll it out. I'll
all right.
I've heard. You've convinced
okay.
me.
All right, you're like, let's give it a shot, right? Okay, so let me do this. I see that there's an email for you, but I don't know if this would be the best one, Austin. I have truecraftbirmingham@gmail.com. Is that a good email for you?
It is.
Okay, perfect. Here's what I'm going to do first. So I'm going to be sending you over two emails. Now, the first one, it's going to say Google and Facebook marketing. So this is the one with the Facebook ads included. Okay, it's going to show that the package is $3.99, and that's going to be for month to month with just a one-time $99 setup fee. Okay, and then remember that $3.99, what we're allocating is $200 to the Facebook ads from that $3.99. Okay, so I'm sending you that one first. Now, I'm also going to send you one that'll say Client Dashboard Analytics, and they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, by the way. So the second one that says Client Dashboard Analytics, what that one does is it just gives you an overview of our reporting system so that you know how your reports will look, okay? So remember, as I told you, you're going to be able to track how many impressions, how many times you came up in the search results, how many phone calls you're receiving, how many times they clicked on your ad, and you can even see what the click spend is, right? Because we want you to be able to track all of that either way. Okay? So okay. Let me send that. Now, on this phone number that we're speaking on, you also receive text messages?
Yeah.
Okay, give me one second.
I did have another question for you.
Yeah.
So, if you guys are creating ads, do you need some media? Do you need pictures, videos?
Yep.
I mean,
when we're creating, yeah. So how this process is going to work is you're going to have a client interview. Okay. We're going to set it up for tomorrow at a time that is convenient for you. And that's when you're going to talk to my technician about the Facebook ads. Okay. Cause we're going to take into account how you want us to set it up, right? Whether you want like a short little video on there, whatever specific photo you want on there, if you're wanting to run a promotion on that. So they'll set up the Facebook ad. They're going to discuss with you about the keywords, the areas we're targeting. They're going to go over way, way more in detail. Okay. So
okay.
that appointment will typically take about 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer. But I schedule it at a time that's going to be convenient for you, okay?
Mhm. Well, you guys are in California, so it'll be, yeah.
So,
I was going to say about 3 o'clock our time, so that's like 1 to 12.
Would that work best time. For you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're like, wait a minute, you guys are way ahead. Yeah, in fact, you're
actually in Fresno, I know.
Really? Oh, my gosh. So you're in the heat out there.
I don't sound like Alabama, do I? I don't have that.
No, you don't. Well, you know what's funny is my best friend, she was born in Mobile. And she doesn't have the accent, but I'm going to tell because she's been in California for years. But when she's talking to someone from Alabama, I start laughing because I tell her it just, like, comes, like, naturally to you. She goes, I don't know why it'll come out of nowhere. I laugh. I just tell her, no, it's because you're talking to your peeps. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But no, you don't sound like you're from Alabama at all.
That's good. Good. People sound a little, I can turn it on, you know.
Yeah.
Too, I guess.
Okay. Let me do this. I'm having my manager just set up something for me. So you're 2 hours ahead. So we'll make sure that we schedule it at a time. Based in your time zone, whatever time I give you. Austin, what's your last name? Just for the account
Hope.
Purpose. H-O-P-E?
It's Hope.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, Austin, you spell it A-U-S-T-I-N, right?
That's right.
Okay. Now, the phone number, and I'm just going to be verifying information because I want to make sure everything's accurate. I see the phone number is 205-908-3698, correct?
3689.
Oh, yes, I read it backwards.
Did you say,
it is 3689.
Oh, that could be why I'm not getting
called. No. I read it backwards. I see it as 205-908-3689. You're like, you what? You're like, wait a minute, repeat that. No, I read it back.
I
was looking at it, but I read it to you backwards. That's actually what's on your Google profile. So the number's right, I promise. I'm going to send you over these two text messages. Just let me know once you receive them. So the first text is going to have my name, Nadine Medina, with my phone number and my extension. I'm what's considered the lead on the account. However, I always like for you to have my information for your records, okay? So I just sent you the first one. Now, I'm also going to send you the number to customer service. You're going to have a team here that's dedicated to your account. Anytime, Austin, you have an update, a change, you have a question, you have a concern regarding your account, you're going to always contact customer service. We are always here Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. So as you know, your time zone, we're here 9 to 6. Okay?
Nice. I like
okay.
that.
Let me just tell him so he knows the breakdown of it all.
And then you mentioned a contract. You said there's no contract. So how does that work? I just call if I want
no,
to.
No, there's no contract. Yeah, I'm going to actually read it all to you in a voice verification recording. So this is all we ask, right? We're going to ask you to stick it out 2 months, okay? We call it a two-month verbal agreement. You are paying monthly. I'm also going to read in that voice verification, like let's say you decide you want to cancel services. We're only going to ask you, just make sure you call 3 business days before that billing is due so that way you don't incur that charge. And you just say, I want to cancel. We part as friends. We're not going to hold you hostage. Okay. We part as friends and we keep it as that. Okay. Cause you still hold full ownership to your profiles. We're just listed as managers. All right. And did you get those 2 text messages that I just sent you?
I think they just came through.
Okay. Yeah. I want to make sure. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. I am going to ask you to please save the 877 number when you get a chance. Save it in your contacts under local splash so that way you always have our phone number. Okay? And then I see the name of the business is written as capital TRU. Capital CRAFT, so True Craft is one word with a T and C capitalized. TURF with a capital T, and then capital CO, correct, for company. Okay, just wanted to make sure. Do you mind if I ask what address you verified the business at, just so that way we have it on file, even though that does not show anywhere on Google, just so you know?
Yeah, 1827 First Avenue North.
First Avenue, you said?
First Avenue North.
Okay. So what made you move all the way to Birmingham? I mean, when did you move out there?
Originally, I was so long. I was young when we came out here. Mm. I moved around a bit.
Okay.
All over. But we're going to grow some roots here. Got a business to run. So it's going to be a minute before I move again, I think.
Oh, you're like, yeah, it'll be a good minute. Oh, okay.
Yep.
I hear it's really pretty out there. My friend was out there not too long ago to visit some of her family. Lake Charles, I think she went to, or something like that. But just the pictures, it's like so different. Yeah, I think you know where I'm talking about?
Lake Charles sounds like...
Yeah, it does, right? But it's not. It's in Alabama. I might be getting the name wrong. I know it's Lake. I'm almost positive it's Lake Charles. I have to look at her Facebook and see where it was at. It was at a lake, yeah.
So Lake Martin, you've got Lake Martin, Smith Lake, Lay Lake.
Wait a minute. Maybe it was Smith Lake.
Those are all really, I mean, they're all very nice.
It might have been Smith Lake. I'm so bad with names. But I knew it was something Lake. I don't know why I'm thinking Lake Charles, but I'm, maybe because I saw that on a show. I don't know. But I know it was a lake. It was really pretty, though. She went about 2 months ago.
Yeah, that's a good area for us. A lot of people. I have a couple jobs out that way later in the year.
Really?
So we're gonna
nice.
Yeah, we're doing a rooftop of a pool house. So that'll be
Are you really?
A good
oh,
one.
That'll be cool. Sweet. And then I show the zip code is coming up as 35203, right?
So it might be that. Yeah, I think like the general Birmingham zip code is 35205, but you know, it varies every what block, I guess. So.
Right. Okay.
So that's right. 5203.
All right. And then Austin, so for the payment, the card that you're going to be using, is that card in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
It's in mine.
Okay. And it's just reads as Austin Hope, or is there like a middle initial?
Reads Austin Tyler Hope.
Okay. Tyler spelled out or just the T?
Yeah, it's spelled out on the card.
Okay. And the billing address, is it the same as the 1827 First Avenue North?
Oh, man, they always get me with this. I know it won't,
you're
won't
like
work
me.
Unless it's – I'm trying to remember, when did I set this card up? Where was I? Okay, I think it is. I'm just going to say
okay.
It is. Yeah.
Well, we could try it, and if it's not, then you'll know it was probably the other –
yeah, that's right.
It happens to me
every
too.
Time.
Don't feel bad. Sometimes I'm like, oh, shoot. Hold on. Let me think. When did I get the card? Yeah, it's happened to me before. No worries. And is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
And what's the card number whenever you're ready?
All right. It's 4430 1156 4492.
Expiration month and year?
1126.
And the CVV code on the back?
We got 815.
Okay. I'm just going to repeat it back to you for accuracy, but I'm not charging the card until after I walk you through your voice verification. Okay? The card number is 4430-4100-1156-4492. And you said it expires 11/26. Mm-hmm. And then you mentioned that the CVV code on the back is 815, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I want to put a security question on your account here with us to protect it, and you can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do mother's maiden name.
And what was her maiden name?
Sloan, S-L-O-A-N.
S-L-O-A-N. Okay. Now, when I'm walking you through this voice verification, I want you to do me a favor. When there's something that you don't understand, I want you to stop me, and I want you to just say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it, okay? I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it should read on the first page of Google.
TrueCraft Turf Co.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Austin Hope, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
I am.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, Austin, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes we know you might get a call from us because we're trying to update you on something, and we know that sometimes you just can't pick up the phone, okay? All we're asking is just please respond within 24 business hours. Please also be aware that you might get a company trying to call you to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with us. We are never going to call you to ask you to spend more money than the $3.99 a month. Even if you're not sure if it's us calling you or not, please always ask, what is my security question? If they hang up on you, that's how you know it wasn't us calling. Okay, so that's why we put the security question, to protect you. All right?
Yeah.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Now, right now we know that you've been running Facebook ads. I'm going to ask you not to run them anymore, right? Because we're going to take over running the Facebook ads. Okay. We're also aware that you're doing Google ads on your own. But if you do any other marketing before you do, just give us a ring so that way we can just make sure, like, hey, it's not a service that we're already including, because it could hurt you more instead of helping you and you're spending more money. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what that all means. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is April 29th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $498. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So what that means, Austin, is that your second payment will be charged on May 29th, 2024, in the discounted amount of $399. So this will be a recurring payment. Now, what that means, Austin, is that every 29th of the month, you will automatically be charged the discounted rate of $399. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That number is the one I texted you, 877-635-6225. Okay? Now, if you choose to pause or cancel the account, we ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before that billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge. Okay? Mm-hmm. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. So what I'm doing now is I'm processing your payment, and you're going to get a receipt sent both to your email, and it's also going to be sent to you in a text message, and we'll go over that in a couple minutes. I do want to schedule your client interview, and remember, we're going to block out an hour, but it could take 30 to 40 minutes or even maybe a little bit longer, depending on how many questions or details you have. I know that there was a time you mentioned that would work best for you. What time are you thinking? Like around 3 o'clock your time?
That's right.
Okay, so that would actually be 1 o'clock for us, and I believe I do have an open slot available for you, so let me just take a quick look. Now, tomorrow when we call you, we're going to call you from an 877 number. So you just need to make sure that you're just answering all calls within that hour. And if for some reason when we call you, let's say you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the phone and say, hey, can you guys call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back. Okay?
Okay.
We'll send you a reminder also an hour before your client interview, just in case if it slips your mind, at least we'll send you that reminder. And then I'm just probably only going to need about 5 more minutes of your time. And we're just going to do these quick notes and then we'll be all set. Okay. So when it comes to your services, I know the most obvious is artificial turf. However, I know people also look it up, synthetic grass, right? But what else do you want me to notate on here as far as, like, services? Is it just strictly installs? Do you ever do repairs? I mean, tell me what you want to be listed for.
Right. So I don't know that we necessarily want to be listed for repairs. I mean, obviously,
okay,
we do maintenance. Just because that's not really our bread and butter.
Your bread and butter.
We do repairs. I mean, I do just as many repairs, honestly. We do repairs.
Yeah.
I think putting greens is definitely something that we want people to know that we do. That's a big one.
Putting greens, okay.
Athletic applications, so gyms and, you know, cross the indoor type situations like that.
Okay.
And then we do commercial and residential, obviously. That's good. So
yes.
With commercial, there's, you know, we've done rooftops, breweries, bars, restaurants.
Wow.
Office
that
spaces.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, those are always really fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I knew this one guy out in, he's kind of like in the Ritzy area going towards San Diego, out over here on the southern part of California, and he actually had, because he's a golfer, so he had his backyard had a piece where he had this little putty green there, you know, that he practiced on. And, I mean, that was like his little spot, you know. But, I mean, I love the artificial turf. Surprisingly, like the house that we rent, the lady got this guy to do the artificial turf. But what you're going to trip out on this, I guess the schools, right, like the football field, they have artificial turf, but after so long, they have it torn out, and then they replace it, right? But the grass is still good, right? There's, like, nothing really wrong with it. So that guy turns around, and he puts it on other people's lawns. I mean, they're getting a little bit less. But it looks brand new, practically. You know what I mean?
If you can get the right dimensions, it's definitely
worth
good.
It.
It's tricky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
like I said, I've seen some people where it doesn't, it looks like when it was sewn, it like you could totally see where it was sewn. I was like, man, they didn't even try to be discreet about it. Okay. Let me see what else here. I see the Google business profile. Okay. We got your appointment. I sent you that. Are you licensed and insured? It's not a requirement. I just asked how to have it.
No, but we're about to be, so that'll
I'll
turn
just
into
put
a
process. Yes. Yay. And then I got the business Facebook page, and you're just going to be adding us on as managers. A technician will help you with this to add us on as managers to your Facebook business page and also to the Google business profile, but you continue to maintain full ownership. Now, on the website part, I'm letting them know that it's being worked on. I'm just going to put being built, and we'll send link when done.
And then that'll be what you guys need to. So when you have us listed on the map, I didn't even ask this. So is that simply our name number, or is that supposed to correspond to our website?
In the map, what you have right now, okay, what it's going to be is, you know, your Google business profile that you have pictures, you got your phone number, you got your business name. That's what's going to be appearing in the local map section. Once your website's completed, just give us the link. We're going to make sure that website is attached to your Google business profile, that it's attached to your Facebook page and anywhere else that we're promoting you. We want that website linked. Okay? So this way, if someone sees where it says website, they click on it, they go straight to your website. A website's like having a menu at a restaurant. This is going to make people more inclined to selecting you because they're also seeing more work that you've done, and they're getting to learn more about your company as well. Any photos that you want us to add on your Google business profile, like that you want us to update, send them to us. We'll update them. Okay? So we're basically doing the work for you so you can focus on your jobs. It's all part of our services when we're optimizing and also posting. Just we don't post
pictures
on
Facebook.
Now, is that
handled through? So if I wanted to, let's say, send in some photos from a job we did, would I call that 87?
You could either do it there, or what you're going to do is you're going to send it, and we send you like where you could send pictures, and the technician will go over this with you. You can easily just email it to our support email, and they'll know exactly where to put those pictures. You could send them and just say, I want these optimized on my Google business profile. You could even do it through your client dashboard that you'll have your credentials to shortly. And on your client dashboard where you're viewing your reports, you can even upload them there, and we handle it on our end. You could even text them to the number that I sent you. You can text them there. It'll go to your account, and the team will know to optimize those to your profile. So we try to make it as simple as possible for you. And then now, I know you currently have your phone number listed there, but if at any time you're interested in a tracking number, basically what a tracking number does is it's linked up to your phone. So instead of them seeing your physical phone number, they see a tracking number, and when they call it, it's still ringing your phone. However, it comes with an app that you download from the app store that allows you to track like your phone calls, your messages. You could even block spam calls. If you're ever interested in that, let us know. It's not an additional cost. It is included in your package, just an FYI. Okay?
Okay.
And then you want me to put you down a tracking number. Uh-huh. Call tracking is what we call it. So, like, what they'll see is a different number, right? But when they call it, it's ringing to your phone. So it helps prevent you from getting spam calls is what it really does. And then, so if at any time you want that, just let us know and we can add the tracking number. It's not going to cost you anything, just so you know. And then do you want me to put it at the 50-mile radius for your Facebook ads?
Let me, so I'm looking at my map right now. I think that's, 50 miles takes us to Tuscaloosa. Our biggest areas are easily covered within 50 miles. They're all closer to 25, 30 miles.
And if at any time, let's say you want to put it, you want to scale it back to 30 miles, just let us know and we'll make the changes. It's not a big deal. Okay? That's what we're here for.
Okay.
What do you prefer when we communicate with you? Do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Text and phone is better just because I don't really get in front of my email until I'm sitting at the office in the afternoon.
Okay.
So that is a better route. Sure.
Phone and text. Perfect. And then if I'm looking at your Google profile page, I just want to see what hours you set on there to confirm with you. So I see you Monday. So Monday is 8 to 5. Monday, put it this way. I'm going to say Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are 8 to 5. Tuesday is the only one that's 8 to 5:30. Is that how it should be listed?
Is that what it says?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No, it should have been across the board. Should have been
Monday through Sunday. Okay.
Yeah.
Monday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. So that way they can correct it for you. Okay. And then what are the forms of payments that you typically take? Like, do you do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal?
All of it.
You're all like it. Bitcoin.
Credit card, cash, check the main one. But I mean, I've got we got the card reader, the Square app set up. So we've been doing a couple.
I love Square.
It's pretty cool.
Square.
You have the phone. I never knew the phone could do that. So.
You want to know something? When I used to cater back in the day, this was like 10 years ago before my husband got sick, we had a catering business. It was our side hustle, right? We had a regular 9-to-5 job and we had that business on the weekends. And I used Square. I loved it because especially when I was working with like corporate, you know, like people who, you know, for like corporate events, right? They want to pay with a credit card. Weddings, they want to put it on a credit card. And even when they would ask, it was so easy to do the invoice, bam, send it to them. They put in their own card information and you get your payment. You know what I mean? It just made it so much easier even for my taxes at that time because everything was there. So yeah, I love Square. Good
choice. Cool.
Now, the last two things that I'm going to go over with you. So I need you to find the one that says initial invoice. It'll say, hello, Elston. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Okay, let's see. We got,
Okay. So it goes on to say, please keep in mind that it's going to be a recurring charge based off of the terms and conditions. And then you'll see on there, I think it's two sentences down, it'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see that?
Okay, I'm actually showing one that says, please reply to the email we just sent or fill out the form here.
Which one are you looking at, hon?
I may not have got the last one you sent yet. It's showing Local Splash to get your Google business profile verified, Google Mail.
Oh, okay, perfect. I wanted you to look at that one too. So let me just explain this, okay? So here what we're asking for is there's a list of items that we've noted on there. If you can send us pictures of those, because if for any reason Google, like if we make a change on your Google business profile, right, you know how we're going to update the hours, right? Google might say, okay, we need to verify. So we just like to have these things in place if that ever happened. So there's a tiny URL there that you can upload the pictures to, or you could reply to the email. You're going to send us a picture. You don't have business license and insurance, so don't worry about that, but like your business registration. Send us a picture of that. Send us a picture of a business card you hand out to your clients. Maybe one of an invoice that you might have, not with your client's information on there. Send us a picture of your work tools and or work equipment. These are just things that we'd like to have on hand. So if at any time Google's like, well, we need to re-verify, well, you know what? We have all the information here. We're not having to call you and bug you for it. Okay?
So a picture of business registry, what, like the LLC?
The LLC is perfect. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, it should have been one that came before that. Now, if for some reason our phone disconnects, I did not hang up on you. Sometimes it times out on me after an hour. Okay? So just a FYI. The one that I need you to find, you should have also gotten one that says, here are your credentials for your client dashboard. Do you see that one?
Give me just a second.
Take your time. Okay. I want to explain this one to you that says, here are your credentials for your client dashboard. So your username is your phone number. Your password is going to be web video. So we put it there for you, right? If you try to log into it right now, it's going to give you an error because the technician is going to create that. So you'll be able to use that username and password within 5 to